Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the FEI Group annual meeting on the west coast of the Chesapeake Bay, and I'm with Greg Wallachy, the CEO of Ready Carpet. Greg, you doing okay?
Doing great today. Thanks for asking.
So it's been announced that you're retiring after being the CEO with Ready Carpet for, what, 25 years or so?
25 years as a CEO. I've been with Ready Carpet. It'll be about 28 and a half when I actually retire.
Okay. Let's give our listeners a little background on Ready Carpet, not to be confused with Ready Floors, which is another company. Ready Carpet is one of the top 10 flooring dealers in the country, and you primarily focus on the multifamily business. You have locations in 23 cities and 14 states, right?
That's correct. Multifamily flooring relay is our niche. We don't even go after the new construction.
And do you do anything other than floors?
No.
So very specialized, but the biggest in the business, I would say, wouldn't you?
Yes, we know we are the largest multifamily flooring contractor in the nation.
How did you get in this business?
Well, I came to Ready Carpet as the CFO in 1988. To me, it wasn't particularly a desire to get in the business. Carpet was widgets like anything else, and I was looking for a new position, and Ready Carpet was hiring. And I ended up there on April 3rd, 1988, and the rest is history.
And this is in Houston, Texas, right?
Houston, Texas. Yeah.
You said something last night as you were talking to the group. The group actually honored you with one of their top awards. The FEI Group called you their Vision and Dedication Award winner for this year. And you said something, and it's interesting because leaders always often make it sound too easy, because you said that leading this company as fast as it's grown has been easy because you basically set the culture and just hired good people.
Yes, as I mentioned, I was humbled to receive the reward because I really didn't have a flooring background. And my success in this company has been actually dedicated and focused on the fact that we hired good people and then just try to set the culture and get out of their way and let them do their job. So when I receive an award like this, I feel like it really belongs to them, not me. They did the hard work.
Well, when you talk about setting culture, talk a little bit about the culture you set with Ready Carpet.
Well, it starts with the vision. Our vision to be recognized as the best multifamily flooring contractor in the nation by our customers, our employees, and our vendors. That's primary. Now, how do we get there? That becomes then our four commandments. We are nice, we are customer obsessive, we are self-disciplined, and we, you know, keep our place clean because that's where we spend our time, and where we work and what it looks like reflects who we are.
The second half of this was hire good people. How is it that you're able to find these people that you're able to just get out of the way and let them run this operation?
I think the key to that is our growth plans. In order to attract the top talent, you have to give them a career path. I wouldn't have been able to hire a Jerry Hoskow if at the time I said, hey, we've got three locations and that's all we want to do. You want to come help me run those. You need to give them an ability to grow too. And that's why growth is so important. So when you give them that opportunity, you can attract great people. And I really feel we've been successful in that. I think we have some of the best people in the multifamily flooring industry.
Now, it seems to me like you're very comfortable in this position, obviously had it for a long time. Has it always been easy for you to be the leader of an organization like this?
No. I tell the story often back at the very beginning as CFO where Bruce Kress came to me and said, you know, I'm going to put you in charge of operations. And I told Bruce, I said, I don't know anything about operations. And he said, that doesn't matter. I'm putting you in charge of it. The first thing I did because of my ignorance was go out and find somebody who could actually do that. I was very fortunate to find a great individual named Art Kaplan who came into Houston, and he was a warehousing operations wizard, and he made me look good. And then the next time Bruce was looking for president, because of that success, he picked me. I'm sure that was part of that decision process. But, yeah, we've had a lot of interesting times. We were in retail for a while, so we got into 13 stores. We ended up closing that down. We had a commercial division we played with. We closed that down. We went through, 28 years ago, a computer update, and that was always a challenge, trying to get people involved into new systems. And, of course, there's been a lot of ups and downs in the economies over the years. So, no, it hasn't always been easy.
Well, one of the things about you, you come across as being an optimist. As a matter of fact, they joke here at the FEI group, they say, give me a weather report, and you come back with the sun is shining and the birds are singing. Is that coming with success, or have you always been that way?
Well, I certainly haven't always been that way. My very first job evaluation out of college, the individual evaluating me said, you know, it's a good thing you know what you're doing because you got the worst attitude in the company. And I took that to heart. And I happened to have a fraternity brother at that time who had got into selling Dale Carnegie training courses. And I thought, well, you know, I better do something about that. And so I took the Carnegie course on how to win friends and influence people. And, of course, one of the things they teach is that people like optimistic people. And I took that to heart, and it totally has changed my life, and I really credit a lot of my success to that particular course.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dave Giesling, the head of the FEI group, got emotionally upset last night to introduce this award, and so you've obviously developed some great relationships through this 28-year tenure, right?
I have, and again, I'm humbled because I really don't see myself as being that integral to anything, and to have these people to actually recognize me for an award like this is humbling.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're retiring, and I understand that you've got quite a brisk travel agenda ahead of you. You're going to Africa for 3 weeks, and you're going to basically see the world, huh?
Well, yeah, we're going to spend a month in Florida, then we've got a couple weeks in Brazil. We'll be off to Africa for a safari, a few weeks in Vienna. So we've got the next year planned out, and I think that'll keep me busy for a while.
And when the travel's over, then what?
Well, there's always other opportunities. I've had a lot of people approach me about possibly consulting or being on their boards, and when I'm tired of traveling, we'll look at those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Well, Greg, I appreciate you spending time with me and our listeners. I look at you, and you're clearly a leader and a gentleman, and we all look to you with admiration. Again, been talking to Greg Wallachy, the retiring CEO of Ready Carpet, based in Houston, Texas, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.